And a one! And a two! And welcome to the Tales in One Box podcast. This is episode 292. Spotlight on Marvel Comics. Inhumans versus X-Men, number 6. Fix that. Okay, here we go. Yes, oh, I got a little cover here. I'm Chris Mosby.
I am Caleb Gerard.
And I am Murray Fox.
Yes, back to again together and things. So, let's see. The last time we covered
two whole weeks in a row? 2 weeks in a row?
2 weeks in a row. Mm-hmm. That is absolutely right. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Holy shit.
Yes, I am hyped and ready to go. So, the last time we covered this particular series was number 2. So, there's been kind of a gap. Now, I wrote some notes. And of things that happened in the previous ones. Can kind of catch you up. Little bits and pieces. So, like, in number 3, really the only big thing that happened was the new humans, as they're called. The newer Inhumans. They capture Forge, destroy his Terrigen Mist Machine. So, we got that. That was pretty much all that happened in 3. Details. Oh, yeah. Karnak finally broke free of Jean, but was still captured by Phantom X to some degree, which that whole sequence, I didn't know anything about that character. It made no sense to me, but that's fine. There was fisticuffs and stuff. Number 4.
He's pseudo French.
Pseudo French? Okay.
He's like Belgian or something.
You know, I just realized I haven't seen Gambit in any of this. Is he even a thing anymore, or did he become a traitor, or like Bishop?
He was in it briefly. I don't know if he was in this. I don't think he was in this series, but he was in one of like the crossovers, and he invaded New Adelan to do something sneaky.
Okay, yeah, I've only read some of them. I was running out of time before the podcast to read 6. Let's see.
But he's back. He's going to be in the new Teams. Old Man Logan led Astonishing X-Men.
Oh, cool. That should be interesting. Let's see. In number 4, the Inhumans break out of limbo. New humans, they learn about the real death of Cyclops. The old Cyclops. Now, my question, because the Royal, you know, Medusa face off on Havoc, what the hell happened to Havoc's face? Half of it looks like it's stone. What happened there?
He grew a beard. That's what happens when you grow a beard.
No, I mean, something happened to his face.
Yeah,
he was damaged in the battle in Death of X, maybe?
Something like that. He never got repaired. Actually, no, I take it back. It was in Uncanny Avengers.
Okay, I thought it might be it.
Yeah, when he was one of the lead characters over there for a few minutes.
Yeah.
He was the lead of the
Unity team, they called it.
Yeah, when he was stooping the Wasp, Janet Van Dyne, and they had a kid, and they went to the future, and then they went to the past, and then they went to the future fighting. Kang was all over it. So, but he got injured and never got repaired. So.
Okay. Pardon me, I'm starving. It didn't take as long to explain that as I thought it would. So, caught me with food in my mouth.
Anyway. Yes. Sorry. Oh, and then there was no that's it, that's the whole story. And
actually, it was a number.
It was also during the Faces of Evil or whatever, when some of the Marvel characters went bad and some of the bad characters went good.
Okay,
they had the reversal of personalities for a while.
Well, that I didn't stupid even heard of that.
Yeah, that didn't last at all.
Okay.
And he went bad for a little while. He went bad. He was so bad.
He's bad, huh? Okay, well, let's see. Also in number 4,
Yes, one of the more memorable crossovers.
Yeah, let's see. New Humans kind of switch sides after learning. Well, they learn from that Mosaic character, which was another one. I think he's got his own book, doesn't he?
Yes. Yes.
Anyway, kind of reminds me of Jericho a little bit. They learn about the mist is killing mutants, and the saturation point, you know, is gonna kill all of them soon. And is what I was right before the podcast in our pre-show, the secret pre-show. I was mentioning how that reminded me in this series, in the last time we did the Avengers versus X-Men, it was the same kind of thing. At the end of it, Medusa's like, who are the good guys here? And that's usually my common problem when I read a Marvel title, is that very thing. There's nobody 100% good usually. And in this title is a perfect example. But there's always people that are 100% bad, it seems like. But that's that's just my opinion. Anyway. Let's see, number 5, Carnot gets out. Medusa and her crew.
Wait a minute. So who's 100% bad in the Marvel universe? I would like to explore that thought for just a moment.
Okay. Well, now that you say it, I can't think of anybody off the top of my head.
The first one that popped into my head was Apocalypse, but he has his motives are his methods may be evil, but his motives are to strengthen people. I mean, he's pulling Darwin.
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
Is that evil or is that just evolution?
Yeah, that's true. And you think of Thanos.
That's evolution.
Thanos isn't even really 100% bad guy anymore. I bet the stuff that, Lemire. He did it for love, and I mean that's not necessarily a good thing. But he killed lots of people, and I'm trying to think who's completely evil.
There's no evil.
Well, I guess you're right.
I guess he's not evil anymore.
You really think about it, Doom. He was always an arrogant bastard because, you know, and a lot of the stuff he was doing is trying to get his mother out of whatever hell she was in. Except for, I don't know, maybe lording over Latveria.
That's the thing. You go back to the 60s and yes, Jack and Stan and company, mm-hmm. those characters were evil, you know, mm-hmm. Dr. Octopus, evil, Dr. Doom, evil. But you know, as will happen over 60 years of having to write stories about these characters, you can't have them just come in and twirl their mustaches all the time. So they've gone from being pure evil to having backstories and being, you know, human.
Yeah, and I guess in a way that makes it more realistic. Kind of like what they've done with the superhero movies. Kind of like what I liked about Batman Begins, even though I didn't agree with all the choices in those that trilogy of movies, it was more realistic. But yeah, I guess that makes sense. But even DC Comics isn't. I mean, there's a lot more gray area. I mean, they went overboard with New 52. There was more dark than there was light, I think. And they've brought a lot of that light back, but they haven't made it like you were reading a comic from the Golden Age either. I don't know. But I have to admit, I miss the X-Men, and I'm hoping to jump on with this new stuff, and we'll see. But anyway, that brings us back to...
All right. Sorry, so, I thought that was an interesting statement on your part.
You were right. I was being too harsh. I don't know. I guess part of me, I don't know what it is. I was burnt at some point with Marvel, and I just completely divested myself from everything, and I missed, like I said, I missed the X-Men, and that Logan movie brought it out, you know.
I got on my to-do list today. On my to-do list today, by the way.
I got all nostalgic. I wanted to learn more about X-23, and they had a sale on Comixology of like some complete collection, Volume 1, which is a lot of her backstory, apparently. And I even picked up the volume. There was a volume of her all new Wolverine, I think, that was on sale. I picked it up. It was like $5. I mean, you can't go wrong with that. So I'm just, you know, I'm kind of trying to embrace the new deal. Oh, awesome. Oh, I just looked at the cameras upstairs. This is two kids wrestling. Oh, they're smacking each other. Well, their mother will have to deal with it. Anyway.
My money is on the bigger kid.
I don't know. Cody's a scrapper. He'll, okay. the little one, he'll walk right. You mess with him, he just punch you right in the mouth.
Going all Ronda Rousey on the, other, on the older brother.
You don't mess with him. So, okay, anyway, number five.
Number six.
Well, I was...
Six.
I still had some...
Oh.
Just some notes. Basically, what happens, all the Inhumans get out. They rescue Black Bolt. The new humans get Medusa's son to help. I guess it's Black Bolt's son, too. He's kind of... I guess he was off doing his own thing. Now, young Cyclops finds out about Emma's deception... And I guess Havoc was in on it, I gathered from that little picture.
After the fact.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, anyway, he calls her on it, and some of the X-Men and Cyclops and some of the new humans, they're kind of going at it when all the fight happens. The big fight. So here we are. Inhumans versus X-Men number 6. You got on the cover, you got Emma, which, yeah, you know, boobs, standing on the cover, and all of them are bowing to her. Humans and, new humans, inhumans, and mutants alike are all bowing to her, and she's got her hand out like, you know, whatever. And new Atlan is in the background smoldering. And that's when it hits the fan. I didn't miss that Jeff Lemire was in on this. Anyway. You're in Iceland, and you had, at the end of the last issue, Magneto had decided to use a Blackbird as a weapon to try to break up their fighting.
Who pays for those damn things?
I don't know, man. Somebody's got a big pocket. I mean, isn't Xavier dead now? Or I can't keep track. Or is their old man Xavier?
No, he's still dead.
Okay, he's still dead.
No, he's still dead.
And
yeah, they kept him dead.
Okay. So he's kind of like hovering over there with that big, you know, phallic missile symbol right there. And that's about the time that the... other Inhumans show up, Medusa's son. Well, I think everybody shows up to the fight. They're in Iceland. You know.
Well, who wouldn't go if it was Iceland, for Christ's sake?
Well, yeah, I know. You know, nice, big, open wasteland. And it looks like Ms. Marvel's about to do a Plastic Man big fist in her face. And she's like, she's obviously, I didn't realize how far gone her mental state was until this issue. And she's looking at them all. It's perfect. It's like, okay. She's got a big smile on her face. And you see a narration of, this isn't about Terrigen, Havoc told me. It's about Emma and Scott. And then we see the thing catch up. The mutant's plan was ultimately foiled by a group of young Inhumans who managed to avoid capture. Rallying together, the young Inhumans managed to infiltrate the X-Men's base and have formed a plan to put an end to the war, but now the Inhuman leaders have escaped their prison and the lines of battle have been drawn at the site of the final Terrigen Cloud. And you see your call sheet or your roll call, old X-Men style. I mean, old Legion style. I kind of like Colossus with a beard, too.
Yeah.
Yuck. You're not a big beard guy, are you?
Nope. They're gross.
Like, kind of like almost mohawk thing going on. So let's go through this.
Gross.
Quickly.
But.
No, go ahead.
Double the breakfast. Come on.
Ew.
Breakfast. Save it for later, man. Save it for later. All right, so you got at the top of the Inhuman side, you got Medusa, you got some Black Bolt, Human Torch. Why? I'm just, you know, get rid of it. He's boring. Crystal, and his, I was looking there, how many of, I was like, reading this book, and the other's like, is how many of the Inhumans has he slept with? sorry.
Just two.
Okay,
just two,
but still, he's a man whore. What, I mean, seriously. Can anybody disagree with
Please. Me? He's had less relationships than Storm has over in X-Men, for goodness sake. So less than Psylocke. I can name him on one hand.
That's true. She was with
one
Forge.
Hand. Ooh.
Forge. I know.
Crystal.
Crystal.
Frank Medusa. Ray. Medusa. Frankie Ray.
Okay. Yeah,
the Skrull chick.
Yeah.
That was pretty long term.
He was also with
Alicia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he stole her from Thing.
Well, was it really Alicia?
Oh, that's true. You're
yeah,
right.
It was Skrulli. That was a female. Yeah, you're right.
So
okay.
That's four.
Who else is there?
I don't know. I just see him more of a fling.
Nobody
kind of
big.
Than
I don't
an
think.
Actual relationship. But,
so, just saying.
Okay, all right.
Just saying. Okay. He appears to be man-whorey, but he's in fact
pretty
stable.
Monogamous. Storm, yeah. However.
Well, I mean, she's been with a couple of them on her team, but they were actually relationships, though, right? I mean, it's, well, I guess.
Forge, Black Panther,
yeah.
Wolverine, Magneto.
Oh, that's right. Old
Professor
Man Logan.
X,
yeah.
Cyclops.
Professor X? What?
I don't
Wait a minute. She was with Professor X and Psychology.
I don't know. I'm just listing names.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what I thought. I didn't think so. I think Old Man Logan, the way they were acting.
All right. Anyhow.
Okay, anyway, let's move on. All right. Crystal, Gorgon, Frank McGee, he's got some kind of I-beam thing, doesn't he? I don't really know.
Gorgon?
No, Frank McGee.
No, he's just got big fat feet.
I know that. Anyway, okay. Flint, Naja.
And somehow he got super strong because he was taking on Colossus.
Yeah, they were fighting.
Taking a Colossus.
He's yeah. like...
Colossus is supposed to be like half a step below the Hulk, and all of a sudden Gorgon is taking him on, but whatever.
Yeah, that's true.
I just geeked out there for a minute. Sorry, guys.
No, that's cool. I agree with you. I was shocked at that, too.
Nerd!
Let's see. Naja, some... Snake Chick, you got Karnak, you got ISO, Inferno, Ms. Marvel, Mosaic, Reader, which apparently has got some kind of Gates power, Quake, Synapse, she's from Uncanny Inhumans, isn't she? Lockjaw,
nope.
I mean
Uncanny
Avengers, that's what I meant to say. Grid, Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur, which, you know, that was kind of interesting, she working with Forge earlier. And you got the X-Men at the top, and you got...
She is the smartest person on the planet, after all.
Is she really? Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Uh-huh. All right, so you got...
She solved the Banner equation.
She
solved the unsolvable Banner equation.
Oh, so she's the one that separated Hulk from Banner, huh? Interesting.
No.
Oh, what
no,
is
that
the Banner
was,
equation?
That was Amadeus Choi. No, Cho, I mean. But, no, she just – there was something called the Banner equation, which was made up, and then she solved it, and she's the only person on the planet who's ever solved it, which officially makes her the smartest person on the planet.
That's good to know. All right, then.
So, there you go.
So we got Magneto, Storm, we got Rogue, Emma Frost, Jean Grey, which is – I guess the older Jean Grey is dead again. Is that correct? Because this is the one from the
past. She's
been
dead for a while.
Has she? Okay. Well, I can't keep track. I'm going to try to learn some of this stuff. Maybe. I don't know. I might just get pissed off and not start it up again. Old Man Logan. Parallel Universe Old Man Logan, if you know what we're talking about. If there's actual series about it. Anyway, let's see. Present Iceman, you got Colossus, young Cyclops, young Angel. Is the other Angel dead? The new one?
No.
Okay. Or the current one? All right.
Old one.
Young Beast, Beast, Wolverine, which is now X-23. She took over the mantle when Logan died. Oh, I even picked up Death of Wolverine. I kind of was interested to see what that happened. And you got Psylocke, Magic. You got Havoc with some kind of two-face thing on, and he's almost got a man bun going. I really dislike that. Forge and a Stepford.
Better than the beard.
Well, I mean, it's only half a beard because the rest of his face is stone. Weird looking. Anyway, you got the Stepford Cuckoos, which aren't those all Emma's clones? Or am I wrong?
I don't remember.
Okay, doesn't matter. All right, so here we are. Everybody's at the battle. And Medusa says, mutants! And I'm sure her voice sounded a lot better than that. But anyway, Magneto's like, hmm. So he starts throwing, he throws the Blackbird at them. And Medusa says, Crystal Johnny, if you please. So they do their thing. And, you know, burn and ice. And Crystal uses ice and knocks Magneto down, if not out. Knocks his helmet off, hits him so hard. And she says, that's for destroying my ship. So then we see the mutant side standing there all, you know, fighty looking, ready to whoop some buttocks. Which, you know, old man Logan kind of stands out because he's just jeans and a t-shirt. And everybody's got some, you know, skin-tight outfits on. But hey, you know, he's an old man. He can do that. So, you know, Emma's like cheering everybody on. She wants everybody to fight. We can still win this. Black Bolt can't use his voice. Magic and Nightcrawler will bring reinforcements. We just need to hold on. Anyway, so she tells the Cuckoos to take over the control of the non-royals and turn them to our side. It worked in Madrid. It'll work here. I'll take Johnny Storm. His little mind should be my little mind in no time at all. Well, yeah, he is kind of a, you know, anyway, Twinkie. And then she says, well, no one likes the smell of burning hair, but needs must. And
yeah.
Rogue calls her on it. Says, hey, I thought we were here to rescue Forge Emma, not killing humans. Oh, Rogue, you poor naive dear. It was always going to be both. Now her evilness is showing. I've never did like that whole Cyclops, I mean, and her thing. Anyway, so all the psychics are going, what are you? And then the ones they take over, yours. And then, so then they start attacking the Inhumans. There's all kinds of things being thrown around. I guess one of the Inhumans has magnetic powers. I found that out last issue. I didn't realize that. And then Storm starts doing some things, and she's like, what the hell? She's like, all right, let's see if we can cool things. And then about that time, oh, wait, that was Mosaic in her body anyway. Somebody, yeah, so Storm's over, Storm. Naja, wait, I'm not Storm, I'm... And then she gets smacked in the face. They took out Stoneworm. Not good. That's the... Ah, okay. There's the older Angel. Or the present Angel. This is getting confusing. Cyclops said... that's not Cyclops. What the hell's her name? Psylocke says, Magneto 2. And I don't know what that jellyfish-looking thing is, but what are we supposed to do?
That's Blob. That's his name is Blob.
It's freaking gross, is what it looks like to me. It's like there's one of the Sinestro squad looks like that. He's got like floating pieces of skeleton. Anyway,
he came initially was around in the Morrison run on X-Men way on New X-Men
when that's Zorn and all that. I'm trying to lock down an omnibus of that run because I've read a little of it and it looks really cool. Emma's like, my God, can it be any more obvious? Fight them. Now, see, she's in this issue, she kind of turns into a mustache-y thing, doesn't she? Twirling villain.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And she's like, what do they need? Engraved and expletive invitations. And she turns her diamond form, and she's like, is that Black Bolt? Yeah, she puts her arm through him. And Human Torch is like, what? What the what? Oh, look at Black Bolt. Too slow. Don't lose sleep over it, though. Most are. Okay. She's, you know. And then all of a sudden, she put her arm through him. Damn. That's hardcore right there. You know? That's some hardcore stuff. So, okay. Lockjaw teleports in right on top of her, and he says, and it's very profound, woof. So, you know, that's something that's probably going to be talked about for years, I'm sure. And Karnak was actually writing him, and he said, flawed. So she's freaking out. Flawed! Flawed! I'm perfect, you weird little... And then some more mutants come in. Aw, Havoc, this is completely out of control. You sound surprised, Colossus. I'm not. This was her idea right from the start. And he's got he has to wear a uniform to control his powers, and he's got a big old energy bolt coming out of his plasma bolt, if I'm not mistaken, out of his chest. So do they have that Uncanny Avengers book anymore, or has that been canceled?
It's going, but he's not in it.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's right. They did a rehash of it, didn't they, with new people. Rogues is still in it. Okay, so you got you got some of the people with pointies. Old Man Logan, Psylocke, which I'd forgotten all about her. I liked her back in the day. Anyway, and the new Wolverine. Excuse me, the all-new Wolverine. Just give up, Medusa. I have a sword. You can't beat me with hair. Well, that was like so stupid statement. And she's like, oh. And she's like, makes a big fist out of it. You'd be surprised. And she just knocks the shit out of her. Medusa, we need to go. We're losing. I don't even know who the guy is who's saying that. They keep teleporting in more mutants, and those damn psychics can turn our own people against us. She's like, no, they attacked our home, Reader. Oh, Reader, that's his name. We have to show them. Here and now. Never again. So he's like, okay, we have no choice. Black Bolt's down, and even if he wasn't, he doesn't have his voice. Do the math. And he's blocking with a staff all new Wolverine's two claws, which I did not know until the movie that she's got a claw in her foot.
Yes.
That surprised the crap out of me. And I'm like, what? And then that's one of the reasons why I looked it up. Her comic up, I wanted to see if that's the way it was in the comics. I had no idea. That surprised me. That doesn't happen very often when I'm watching a comic book movie. And that was like, what? Anyway. She said, we don't have the numbers. And I believe this is when these are weaponized Goodyear blimps. Because they come flying through the...
the best kind.
You know, they got to have
Black Sunday.
Yeah, they got to have that sponsorship to help fund the comics these days. So anyway, they come swinging in. And then... Old Man Logan's like, don't suppose those things are on our side. And sorry, bub, that's Inalux. Not just Inalux, her. Mm-hmm. It's my son. Okay. For Inhumanity, for Inalux, which I thought they were going to join it. Because you got Forge behind him, so I thought, you know, they're going to... He's got a whole bunch of forces, apparently. They start shooting down there, and Cyclops is all being... Colossus, like he is. I've always loved that character. And he's, like, just putting his hand up and stopping an energy beam. Back, get to cover! Oh, wait, that was a Scottish accent. My bad. I don't know.
I can't take no more.
I never could do the Russian, so, you know. Scottish is about all the extent of my accent abilities.
just say moi.
Bushimois and Spishovich and what's the other yeah. something yeah. else. You know, I might be able to do Wolverine. Nightcrawler if I work at it.
Can do Wolverine.
Well, yeah, anybody.
You just add an A on it.
There you go.
A and Bub. There you go. Everyone Bub.
I saw a picture, a meme on Facebook the other day, and it was Hugh Jackman standing there with his claws out as Wolverine, and it says, "Wolverine, the one Canadian that's not sorry." Anyway, I might have been a. Let's see. So he shows up. Hello, Mother. Ahura, thank you. I didn't think you would get involved. What convinced you to finally commit Inalix to the Inhuman cause? That must be his group, I guess. I almost didn't. I assumed you and Father could handle yourselves. I might have been a bit generous there. Anyway, this really isn't about the Inhumans. It's about them. What? The X-Men, I don't. So then that's when Iso tells the thing. It's like, look, hey, they're going to all die because of this. And she's like, why didn't they just tell us that? We could have done something. And he's like, well, they didn't think they had time. They weren't sure you'd agree anyway. So it's like, this is like a classic sitcom episode. There's a misunderstanding. Things get out of hand. And then they're like, well, oh, and then they all laugh. And no, that's not what's going to happen anyway.
Jack and Chrissy just do not get together.
Exactly. Exactly. That's exactly what I was going to say.
It's thinking. Classic Marvel.
This is true.
That's right. They're always having misunderstandings. Well, however, they don't normally stretch it out over six issues.
Yeah, now, this goes back...
Well, they do now. Come on, that's been the standard.
Okay, sorry, they do now.
This however, is a classic example of what Kurt Busiek said when he wrote Avengers versus JLA, or JLA versus Avengers, which, actually, it's both. But anyway, classically, DC heroes, they think about it and figure out a plan, and then everybody in the Marvel Universe, they just hits it into submission. That was his quote, if I'm not mistaken. And this is classic right here. So anyway, they didn't think they had time to negotiate, and they weren't sure you'd agree to destroy the cloud. So you got Moon Girl walks up and says, when we found all that out and we went to Inalix and asked Ahura to help me in Forge make this, it's a tiny, teeny tiny Terrigen Eater. Press the red button, you get a chain reaction, bye-bye Terrigen everywhere. And so you see Emma's going full cray-cray, and she says, here it is, my darling, the end at last. I'll see you soon. She's apparently wanting to die. Suicide by Inhuman. It's too big a call for us, Medusa. We've only been Inhuman for a little while. You understand what this will mean to our people in ways we just can't. The decision isn't ours to make. And she's like, got with this, the remote control. You're right, Iso. And then, it's mine. And Magneto's sitting there, no, no. Thinking, you know, Terrigen Mist is about to just wipe right over him. She hits it, and that's when it happens. She actually pushes the button, and the Goodyear blimps shoot out freaking laser beams and hit the mist, and you can see it dissipate.
The sharks are toast.
Yes, right. And then you see the nice little two-page spread there, and Storm says, by the goddess, it's over.
Five and a half issues later, a push of a button, and it's over.
Yeah, that's kind of, you know. So then
they're all gonna die. Okay, I can be a hero. There we go. All they had to do was say this 5.5 issues ago.
I'm shocked to see Mystique in that group too. See, that's another thing, Sabretooth, man. I read one of those fill-in issues. God. Yeah. Anyway. Talk about that later sometime. Anyway, and Emma's like, why are y'all stopping? We can end him. And Storm's like, it's done, Emma. We've achieved our goal. No, Oro. We most certainly have not. These alien, inhuman monsters just get to walk away? Absolutely not. They killed Scott. Have you forgotten? Where is our revenge for that? And then the young Cyclops says, hey, whoa, wait a minute. No, that's a lie. All that crap he was already dead. It was, you know, you did it, blah, blah, blah. So she's says, Emma, tell me that's not true. All those months of distrust and fear, Alchemy's death, why? It's what Scott would have wanted. Knew him better than anyone else. I could read his mind even when I wasn't reading his mind. It's what he, yeah, she's just nuts. And she clicks, she's got her own remote. And she clicks a button, and all of a sudden these things come out of the sky. And Medusa, what should we do? Over. It's never over, old man Logan says. And then you come up, and then you get Sentinels. And I first thing I thought was, oh, snap. And then she reveals that she reprogrammed some Sentinels to hunt Inhumans instead. And there you go. One of them puts his claw down, or his hand down, and picks her up. And she's like, going on and on. Sentinels in particular, entire class of machines, solely to exterminate us. But you flip a switch or two, make a few adjustments, and suddenly your mutant killers get a taste for Inhumans. And she's gloating, fear, Medusa, fear. Tell me how it tastes. Tastes like chicken. So, of course, every first thing they do is blow up the blimps, which apparently had thousands of people in. That's because what she's like, ah, this is wonderful. Yeah, she's into the complete monologuing, cackling, classic supervillain mode now. And Logan, old man Logan, saves the guy that set him on fire a couple issues ago. Life's too long for grudges, he says, which is interesting coming from him, but that is old man Logan, so. Those Zeppelins, they were full of my people. She just killed all of those. All those people. Well, I guess it wasn't thousands. See, I don't know how many are in there. Because I know, kid. Let's make sure it ends there. So then, oh, all of a sudden, everybody's together, and we're going some different ass-whooping. I think I recognize those things, Cerebra. I think Emma got into my head, maybe build them. I never would have. Oh, so Forge did it. Don't worry, Forge. I will destroy them all for you. So I guess Forge had a thing with the Cerebra chick because he was pretty upset when she got smashed it. Apparently, at that point, that is when... see, I'm confused there. Did Emma take over Magneto then? Or because he's talking... Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Because when he said Emma was right...
The glowy eyes give it away. Remember earlier in the
issue? Yeah, that's right. I didn't catch that at first when I first read it, but it was like, oh, wait a minute. He was being taken over control. I thought he was just siding with her because, you know, he's Magneto after all. Yeah. So he's using his powers to fight them back. So, let's see. Medusa says, I need to get up there. Frost can't get through my psychic shields. If I can take her down, this is over. And I think it's Torch says, I can fly you, drop you right on top of her. And he's like, she's no Johnny. It's like, listen, little child, be quiet. When things are this dark, we need to inspire. So I guess Black Bolt can fly. Did not know that. Medusa takes off, and everybody's like, Medusa and Black Bolt together, that's beautiful.
Oh, poor Johnny.
Yeah, I know. Johnny, he's like, dude, man, come on. Now, quiet child. It's like she's like dismissing a 6-year-old or something.
A 6-year-old she's been sleeping with.
Well, hey, now. you know, she's a queen. She can have her, it's not a mistress, but what would be the opposite of a mistress? Boy toy? Yeah, it's good enough. So she's like on top of one of the Sentinels and she says, Frost! Should have expected you wanted the big dramatic finish, and there's all kinds of mayhem going on, and all the mutants and humans are trying to fight the Sentinels, and they're getting hit with blasts and I-beams, and she says, such a drama queen. Medusa says, no, and her mask is gone. Just a queen. And then she's like, oh, of course, Torch goes through and blows right through one, because, you know, he's super hot. As in flamey. Wait a minute, that didn't come out right. Never mind. Johnny, he says, who knew, Medusa? I can be expiring too. And she like blew one up. It's like, ooh, snap, the bird. Twice. Frost gets knocked loose, loses her concentration, and loses control of Magneto. And he was like, Frost, you took my mind. You took my mind. I will tear you in. And Havoc blasts him. Sorry, Eric, another time. This was a shocker, too, here in a second. You gave the order. You told Black Bolt to kill Scott. I was in your head, remember? I saw what you were thinking. It would be so much simpler if Cyclops was dead. And there's, you see more mayhem. Then you must have seen how much I loathe myself for being unable to find another way. But now I know the truth. So I ask you, Emma Frost, even though that diamond form keeps you out of my head, what am I thinking right now? And she starts actually crushing her and pieces of her are falling off, you see. And then all of a sudden, I don't even know how to pronounce that sound. But I'm just going to say kaboom and so we can take a drink.
Kizka.
There we go.
I don't know.
Throat was getting dry. So Havoc shows up. Havoc, what in the... Thank you. I'm not doing this for you, Emma. I'm doing this for Scott. See, now, if you remember, he come teleported in with one of Forge's doohickeys. He's still got it. I'm doing this for Scott. This is what I owe him. And she teleports him away. Wait, no. He teleports her away. Oh, so much teleporting. I can't keep it straight. And this is where that ends. And then next... We're back to Murr Island. And I'm not really sure who's doing the... I'm not sure who's doing the narration, but anyway...
You'll find out.
Okay, forgiveness is hard. Henry, I don't know what to say. I'm still alive, and so are the rest of you, which means that Terrigen problem was beaten somehow. I've reached out to McCoy, our McCoy... He replied with a very short note. He blames himself, whether that's warranted or not. And he continues talking to Oro. What decisions you have made, Oro? They were apparently correct. Now we all get to live with them. And then he's seen... I think I've already forgot the ending of this, but we'll see it again. I think we may be done with all of this for a while. Time will tell. Elsewhere. Emma Frost has gone to ground. I'm not surprised. The X-Men want her as badly as we do. Oh, okay. All right. Now I know who it is. Not many safe havens out there for the White Queen. She's looking pretty dominatrixy. I suspect she'll give herself away eventually, though. From what I've seen, she has a hard time letting things go. And it shows her getting up from fire and putting on Cyclops, the older Cyclops' helmet, which is very creepy.
Actually, it's a modification of Magneto's.
Oh, helmet. Is it?
With Cyclops, yeah, with Cyclops' X on her face. Because Cyclops' thing was a mask, not a helmet.
Oh, I understand it now. So this is a new thing for her.
Yeah, somehow she's now an engineering genius.
Yeah, so. That's... yeah, I caught that. Well, no. Forge remembered her taking him over and making those sentinels, remember? He said that. Anyway, so she's... Medusa is the one talking. So we're at New Etelin. And then there's me. There's no question in mind that I did the right thing. Our species' ability to transform through teragenesis does not outweigh the lives of even a single mutant, much less all of them. Many Inhumans did not understand. Years spent telling their children of the glory of emergence into their true forms, which they now will never see. And she's talking to a bunch of people, or she's, you know, standing there all hair flying all the way, and there's a bunch of people crying, much like when the U.S. election results were out. Being inhuman used to being changed. Now we are what we are and nothing more. It had to be done, and the weight of it had to land on me. I am the queen, or I was. I abdicated. So she's hands it over to ISO, is what she's saying. I gave ISO my authority over New Etelin. She has earned that the people's trust. She will govern well, although she has... said something to me about holding elections, if you can believe that. Elections, the first in Etelin in 200 centuries. Perhaps the Inhumans are not finished with change after all. That's the way it should be. I mean, you know, all that stuff. I've been thinking about the why of everything Emma Frost did. I think it's simple. She lost her love and it drove her mad. Love is dangerous. Boy, there is not a truer statement on this planet. So she's, she's about to do a Dear Johnny letter here. She walks up to Torchy and says, Medusa, what? Goodbye, Johnny, and thank you for all of it. It's why I tend to choose duty. Yeah, she's just like, Now that even though now though even that is gone, for the first time there are no expectations of me, no rule, no ruling, no rules. For the first time I can remember, anything can happen. So she's down at Black Bolt's bar, the sound note, or whatever the hell it's called, and she's apparently going to start checking out him. So that's how that ends. And then don't miss the IVX epilogue in Uncanny Inhumans number 20. I'm not sure if that came out this week or not. By Charles Soule, Ariel Endito, and Kim Jacinto. And everything changes for the Inhumans. An all-new bold direction in Inhumans Prime by Al Ewing and Ryan Sook, which I'm not sure. I saw some. There were some changes in creative teams. I'm not sure if all this is still accurate or not. And then X-Men Prime number 1, and see how the mutants make use of this new lease on life in X-Men Prime by Mark Guggenheim of the Arrow TV series fame.
Of the museum fame.
Yes. Of what?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. Ken Lashley, I didn't catch the reference, so anyway. Ken Lashley and others. Yeah, I'm actually looking forward to that. And that is it. Thoughts? Concerns?
Dumb.
Dumb?
Agreed.
Dumb.
Think so.
Dumb.
Explain.
They could have, like, really, they never, nobody mentioned that. Oh, we're fighting because of this cloud. That never came up, not once, never.
I agree. That was why, stupid.
Why
I
are you
assumed...
trying to destroy the cloud? Yes. We. Yeah.
Yeah, well, idiotic. They knew that it was causing problems, but they didn't know the extent. The Inhumans did. I agree totally. If they hadn't done what they'd done with McCoy, he might have told them, and they could have resolved this.
Yeah, and the whole point of that one Inhuman series with Crystal is they're going around rescuing mutants.
Exactly.
So they knew there was a problem. And yes, Murray, I think you summed it up.
Yeah, I put it like that. I agree. Which, you know, I had problems with it anyway, but I agree totally. It's
did Medusa hang out with Black Bolt much during this miniseries? Like. For her to just go back to him? Is this coming out of nowhere? Was it kind of set up in the series?
I don't know. I read some of the back and forth, but he was kicked to the curb because of what happened with the first mist, right? Or was because he released it in the first place?
Yes, all of that. All of the above.
So,
No, it's a poor... It's a poor premise, a poor premise. Let's just leave it at that.
No, I agree. The only thing I was excited about the whole thing was that, you know, it seemed like that, you know, you read those things about what they say is, you know, they don't really have control over the X-Men anymore because back when they were almost went under, they sold rights to all those characters. And that's what, you know, 20th Century Fox has the rights to all the X-Men movies. And they did, I mean, they tore apart Fantastic Four altogether. That's why Torch is with them. There is no Fantastic Four comic right now, is there? Still?
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope. Thing is over in the...
Guardians, I think, right?
No, he's not in the Guardians anymore. He's in one of the Iron Man books.
Iron Man books. Wow, that's sad.
Yeah, he's a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense, I guess.
And now Johnny Storm doesn't have... No, Johnny Storm's in the Uncanny Avengers now. Oh, there's that.
Okay.
And... But he's apparently...
Go ahead.
No longer in the Inhumans.
So... I saw a cheap omnibus of that first Uncanny Avengers run. Is that... Because it started out okay... Don't waste my time. Okay. I think I got all the issues downloaded anyway, so just skip it, huh? Okay, I can do that. Because I think I read the one where they restarted it with a number one and Deadpool was on the team, which is why I never read another issue.
You're lost.
Well, okay. I know. Yes, I've actually worked myself up to the point where I'm going to watch Deadpool. I haven't bought it yet, but I think I'm going to. So.
Well, that's the first step. You'll watch it, and then you'll love him, and then you'll buy it.
I doubt that very often. I doubt that very highly. Though the tie-in issues with Deadpool and the something mercenaries was interesting because it was supposedly 5 years in the future. The first one I read, anyway. That was kind of interesting. So, okay, that brings me to a quick question. While we're talking about this, I was reading some of the tie-ins. Gotta find the right one. And it was back when, that one was a good one. I like that one. Uncanny X-Men number 17. On the cover, you got some weird thing whooping up on Sabretooth. So, you got three people in the roster: Rachel Gray, Sabretooth, and M. And this is when they were still in, the Inhumans were still in Limbo. So,
everybody Limbo.
I remember seeing Monet St. Croix somewhere in one of the things I've read in the past. So, it says here, the Royals, along with some of Inhuman civilians, were incarcerated in Limbo with key X-Men such as Sabretooth and Monet St. Croix. Okay, there you go. See, I didn't know that. Still possessed by the essence of her villainous vampiric brother, acting as their wardens. Where the hell did that come from? So she's like, they got some Inhumans missing, and Rachel Gray's helped hunting them down with Sabretooth, finding the rest of them that are missing, and he knows that this Monet St. Croix chick is feeding on the Inhumans, and he lets her do it. What the hell is all that about?
Just go with it.
Yeah, she's like got these like tongues coming out of her damn palm, and apparently he's been keeping her secret and letting her feed on him, and she's like getting some of, he's done it so much she gets his powers. She almost kicks his ass. And I'm like, what the hell?
I don't know what to tell you, man. I read it monthly and I still don't get it, so.
All right, then. Don't worry about that anymore. They're going to stop all these and restart them anyway, right?
There you go. See?
Okay. All right. I'll
now you're getting it.
I'll really try hard not to try to figure that out then.
They've just hit the reset button again, and that's all.
Yeah, it happens. See, I'm wondering. I didn't finish all the tie-ins. I'm wondering if I should even bother.
Wait for the reboot and the renumbering.
Yeah. Okay. That probably makes more sense. All right. Good deal.
This year's reboot and renumbering.
Yes, this year.
You know, aren't they going back to like their big numbers?
I don't think so.
I think that's the rumor that they're going back to like original numbering.
Maybe for Uncanny.
No, like for everything.
Well, I don't know, because they got X-Men Blue and X-Men Gold. There was no previous series of that, so. Right?
We will see.
All right. Anyway, I'm still kind of. I've lost about 25% of my steam being excited for the reboot of the X-Men stuff. I know there was a
creative. Murray.
I read a creative change, some kind of creative change.
Yeah.
Something I'll take in the news. So, anyway.
I heard they're all going to have beards too.
They're all going to have beards and man buns.
Man buns? Yep. Oh, God. Oh, no. Please, no man
that's
buns.
That's cool.
Oh, that, you know, mentioning
oh,
that.
Oh, God, don't so. No, Murray, no.
I went to, when I was in California, we went to some place for drinks, and I swear to God, every single guy that was working there had a beard and a man bun.
They just needed the razor. That's all they needed.
I guess. It was just.
And a pair of scissors.
It was
no,
funny.
Stop that.
I thought I fell in a hipster parallel universe there for a bit. Okay. That is it for this week. Any other comments, people?
God, no.
Nope. I got nothing. I need a lunch.
All right, need a lunch. Yeah, it is lunchtime. I see the monkeys are feeding upstairs right now. It might be safe to go up there. I might not lose a limb.
Close it out. Close it out.
All right, as always, you can send us an email at podcast@tellsfromlawnbox.com, or you can join us on the Facebook page that we sometimes, you know, do things on. And you can also comment on the actual episodes and let us know what you think there. And that is it for this week.
All righty.